You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
To center field. Rodriguez watching, and this is way back there. Wow! Halfway up the batter's eye in center field, Mike Trout joins the 1,000 RBI club in style.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Going into America's Baseball Hall of Fame was never my goal. I didn't even know there was one until I visited Cooperstown for the first time in 2001. But being here today, sure, is like a fantastic dream.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, what is happening?
Hanging out on a Monday on the Fan Sports Network. God, I love working at the Fan Sports Network. It's a great day.
Know that the show after us is called The Firm with Harrison Meringue. I'm in the loop on that, and I haven't screwed that up at all in the first week of being on the air.
Who would suggest that you didn't know the show name? I've never thought about
I've
that.
I've always known the show name. I definitely know we're on 105.1 FM, The Fan, and I don't say 1080 The Fan at all when I go to commercial break
I
anymore.
I have never heard you tease coming up next as Patrick and Meringue. Never in my life.
Nope, never happened. Nobody talked to me about it. Nobody gave me a, hey, do we know the names of the shows yet? Look, it's a lot of information, man.
Look, I'll say this. It was a wild first week. I had questions that I didn't have answers to asked of me this weekend. Oh. Like, hey, what was the difference in this way? And what was the difference in that way? And I'm like, I just do the show and then I go home.
I'm here for my shift and then I'm out.
I don't ask you questions about your job, so I don't want to talk about mine. It was a busy week. A lot was on the plate.
Yes.
And I don't need to start the show off with this because this man stretched himself in ways I don't think he knew he was capable.
Oh, that flexible, huh?
Stretched the living hell out of himself.
Leg over the head kind of a stretch?
Fantastic four stretching.
Whoa. I'm intrigued now.
Of all the things through that week that seemed to get stuck in Jason Swigard's craw.
Jason T. Swigard was not happy with you. You got a talking to on Friday.
Was a Friday, so the week's over for us. We've done the shows.
Ready to get out, ready for the weekend,
like,
excited.
You know, hey, great job here, good job there, way to come together here.
We did it, guys. Way to go. One weekend, we did it.
Just deadpan looks at me. It's the Fan Sports Network.
It's not the Fan Sports Radio Network.
It's not the Fan Sports
you
Radio Network.
Idiot!
And like, I looked at him at first because I thought maybe he was playing with me, right?
No, dead serious.
dead ass serious.
Don't be making don't be joking about his Fan Sports
like,
Network.
Almost got upset at me for that, and I just was like, of all the days, of all the weeks, this could have been saved for an October.
Sure. Hey guys, by the way, we should, you know, we're good. It's the Fan Sports Network. Let's try and implement that into our, you know,
trying to,
teases.
Well, now's when we got to set the new habits and the new routine right
nip
now.
Nip it in the bud right away.
Because once it gets into October, I ain't changing your mind. I know that.
Yeah, but you also know. You also know me enough to, like, I have a little bit of a pushback in me, and I don't know why. Maybe it's my father. I don't know. But, like, when you.
Therapy Monday today. We're trying to figure that out.
When you kind of drive it into my brain.
I'm trying to train you.
You're kind of pissing me off.
He's cracking the whip over there. That's what he's doing. He's making sure you're on cue. You know what you're doing over there.
Damn Fan Sports Network, man.
Give me some of that. Drop the radio.
Go.
Now! Figure it out. All right? Look, there's a lot of new names. I think I screwed up the show after us probably almost every day of my teas coming up next. I definitely know I did on Friday.
You did refer to it as the firm every day.
I definitely got the part, right? I got the firm part right. Yeah, I want to make sure to get the names in there. Yeah. I don't know why I dropped a Patrick on Friday.
There's new partners.
There are new partners, and I'm trying to figure out who the new partners are. But yeah, our big boss, Ryan Cooley, came out of his office when we were off the air on Friday and gave me a... You know, it's the firm Harrison Meringue, not
with.
Patrick and Danny, or
the
Patrick
firm with Harrison Meringue.
What did I say? The firm is Harrison Meringue?
No, you just said the firm Harrison Meringue.
I think that sounds better. I don't think we need a with. It's like the firm.
We're going to need a
pause,
judgment here.
Is it- you have to have a pause in there to let people know that it's two separate. The firm.
Well,
Harrison Meringue.
I posted an Instagram thing because you can't have big news in your life and not share it on social media nowadays.
Got to post on Instagram, man.
And it was funny. I used the some of the images we were given throughout the week of all the things we did. And one of the pictures was our picture that we used for our show.
Yes.
Which is supposed to be temporary.
Yeah, we're waiting for that guy to get back from Scotland.
I'm starting to think that's actually going to be our photos now, because why would you just go and change them?
Because maybe the first ones were better. I hope they were. Hopefully they don't give me the stupid finger guns in the next round of photos.
Well, our graphic says Dirt and Sprague, and yeah. I thought it said Dirt and Sprague in the morning, and it says Dirt and Sprague with Andy and Brandon.
That's us. That's me.
But the name part.
Hello!
Kind of self-explanatory.
I would like people from now on, when they tease what's coming up on our show, to say that. I want it to be Dirt and Sprague in the mornings with Andy and Brandon. Thank you. Cease and desist.
Now, I did have to ask you. I had a Friday, got home, handled some business, and I had like a crash where I had like an hour and 10 minutes. I just napped.
I'm out. I need a reset.
Yeah, mentally I crashed. You had an anniversary Friday.
I did, yeah.
And you had no child, so like the crash part would not be ideal on that day.
No, there was no crash for me on Friday. That was like a 3 Celsius day. Let's power through and keep as much energy as we possibly can. And then it officially hit me, I want to say, probably last night. I think we were sitting, the little guy was eating dinner. We were done with dinner, just laying around. And it was like 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, I felt that.
And I was laying on the couch just like... Honey, are you going to do anything? What? Huh? What time is it? What's going on? Is it time for bed yet? That was me last night, just like trying to fight off going to sleep in an incredibly awkward time at 6:30, which I clearly could not do, and I powered through. So I'm still tired. I didn't get my reset from the weekend.
I remember,
but anniversaries will do that too.
I remember growing up, it's funny you mentioned that kind of nap, that like dozing off. I remember as a kid when my stepdad on Sundays, he would watch NASCAR every morning. It'd be Monster Trucks and then NASCAR.
It's a nice little morning right there.
He was obviously a big racing guy. But the NASCAR races are, you know, there's a lot of laps in those races. Very similar to golf. There's always a midway nap point during the event.
And not a lot's going on. No. They're in the middle of the race.
Yeah, come back and hey, guess what? Still doing the same thing.
Right. Talking about fuel mileage strategy.
There'll be a caution at some point. Everybody will catch back up to each other.
Let's go live to the radio comp. Should I break now? No. Tire's good. Okay. All right. There we go. There's the radio communications. And I would look at my stepdad, and he would be in his dad's chair watching this race all the way reclined, asleep.
Yes.
And I remember just as a kid thinking, like, how bizarre.
You just napping on a Sunday? What's the matter with you?
It's the middle of the day. Why are you tired?
Right.
And now I'm at a point now where I just, anytime I sit down.
How nice does that sound, doesn't it?
I'm contemplating napping every time I sit down.
You got that, like, Sunday. Usually for me, it'll be, like, on a football Sunday. It'll probably be at the start of the 1 o'clock games. Like, you make it through.
It's the midway point of the first quarter.
The adrenaline right? push, and then you're like, second round of games, and there's only four of them, and you're like,
and they're right. not good. It's like 3-0.
I've been laying here for a while. I feel nice and comfortable. It's nice and warm on this couch. I think I might pass out for a little bit. Nothing better than the out-of-nowhere, unplanned Sunday nap. When you're getting ready for your week,
it's
a little
great.
Bit of a reset, a little bit of a recharge, and you're dialed in, ready to go for Monday.
It's a good start to the week with a poll question. Is there anything better than a midday Ooh. Sunday nap?
I'll tweet that one out right now.
Yes or no, at Dirt and Sprague. That's the social handles for the show that is Dirt and Sprague in the Morning on 105.1 FM, The Fan, and The Fan Sports Network. Don't you know?
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you. It already worked. It already worked.
Well, he was in.
Now that one's ingrained in your brain.
I've been making a
to
real.
To Swag's point, maybe he got through. If he doesn't say anything, do we drop a couple of radios this week?
I'm not ready to give him credit yet. He probably did program
absolutely.
It right.
Absolutely.
Whoa. Why did that sound weird?
That says absolutely.
Dude, that one.
Absolutely.
That plays weird in my headphones.
Swagalicious.
Does that sound normal for you guys?
It sounds normal for me.
Yeah. As soon as you have headphones like
sounds
that.
Like typical Swag. Yeah.
I got new headphones, so they sound a little echoey. He was in a weird mood, though. I've been trying to make a real effort of getting here earlier than normal.
He has.
Trying to, like, you know, get his energy going. Today he seemed a little.
Trying to get him fired up, ready to go for the start of the show.
I think the entire week's worth of Hops games mixed with what he was doing here behind the scenes. He was here all day Monday, and then all day Tuesday, and then what seemed like most Wednesday, and. So he seemed like most of that had caught up to him today.
Yes,
I'm like, how
yes.
we done? He's like, here's
recovering.
You running on fumes today, Swag?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little
it's
bit.
Okay. It's normal. Bit.
Hops are out of town, though, now, right?
Yes. They had a
two-week
nice,
break.
They actually won a series for the first time in like a month and a half.
How
they had a little,
They've been terrible, dude.
That's so bad.
They were in such a bad stretch. But no, they took 4 out of 6 and a little walk-off
hey,
on Sunday.
There you go.
So actually, a stupid
two
question.
Runs in the ninth to get her done.
Does, God, I feel like asking you this question is maybe bad because you're technically an employee of the team.
Probably.
Does winning matter in that league? Or is it more about gimmicks and sellouts?
To the major league team? No.
No.
To the owner of that team? Yes, it matters.
I don't think it impacts tickets.
You don't think it does?
No.
Do people know the Hillsboro Hops record?
No.
That is a poll question. Without looking it up, do you know what the Hillsboro Hops record is? Yes or no? I don't think it impacts it.
No. To the extent of there are... people are coming to minor league baseball for an experience.
It's just something to do, right?
Something to do. It's in your local community.
You want a hot dog. You don't want to cook
a dog
it.
Or whatever in our promotions.
Exactly.
You know, it was another big, you know, kind of promotion week of things. Saturday was fun because we had First Responders Day.
So see?
We had the canines out there. Yesterday
they're
was,
there to see the dogs and the firefighters.
Yeah. Yesterday was Friendship Bracelet Day.
See? They're making bracelets. They don't care about the record.
It's a Taylor Swift Day out at the
it
yard.
Was Taylor, yeah. You can't call it Taylor Swift Day
no,
because you'll get your butt sued. But, right.
but they're basically playing on it and playing a lot of Taylor Swift
There was a lot
music.
Of Taylor Swift played in between innings.
Of course there was.
Just shaking it off yesterday.
But no, and usually, you know, usually you kind of go through spurts and it's minor league. So you got guys coming up, guys going up, guys mm-hmm. getting hurt, guys getting traded. So it's transactional. But that stretch from the end of the first half of it was a good month. And I think they might've won 4 or 5 games over the course of a month before this series.
I can see how baseball is different.
That where, because every day, and that wears on all of the, just everybody that's there every day.
Yeah.
You're like,
it's single A baseball.
You need
dude.
To win.
I just don't think people.
Yeah. I guess my
no,
frame of reference.
People coming to the ballpark. I mean, the season, there
the
are
season
ticket holders.
Doesn't impact that. I didn't ever went to a Beaver or
no.
Rocky game and
no,
said, well,
it
the
doesn't.
Record
That's
is. Valid. I never knew their record.
And they're very up, and they understand that because they don't have any control over the team.
Yeah, my frame of reference on this would be the Winterhawks, also minor league sports, right? And I feel like their attendance is impacted by their win-loss record.
I feel it's a little different, and I know
and
that
maybe
sounds
that
ridiculous.
And that's why when you ask me, do people know the record, I'm like, yeah, I think it impacts the attendance, because when the Winterhawks are good at the end of the year,
you get
like,
more people,
dude,
yeah.
the barn can be packed.
Right.
But if you're having a bad year, it's your diehards who are season ticket holders who are there every night, and outside of that, there's not a lot of folks in the stands.
Right, but to his point, like they can't control the roster at Hillsboro, whereas
no,
the Winterhawks
that's true. That's
have
not,
a slightly
yeah.
younger crop of
well,
talent.
The Winterhawks
guys aren't getting called up in the middle of the season.
They control their own roster.
Yes,
right.
they do.
Right.
They're their own thing.
They're
it's not a farm
thing,
system
yeah.
team for another
How about
team.
That for pressure, huh? not need to win or lose. Doesn't matter.
Just have some nice little bracelet nights. People are going to show
well,
up at the
yard.
Well,
the players need to win and perform and play well so they can get to the major leagues. It's
sure,
a little different for them.
But pretend, who's the manager? Is it Mark Grace?
No, Mark Reed.
Oh, that's
Mark
what I said.
Mark Grace being the manager would be pretty cool.
You guys would have come to a game if Mark Grace was managing.
Mark Reed gets on the horn. It's the actual Diamondback, like, executives.
Yeah.
Hey, man, is Drew happy? Yeah. All right, keep it up. We've lost 6 of 7.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
How's our first-round draft pick playing? Is he hitting over 300? Okay, keep it up. That's all we care about.
Hey,
get that
Drew
guy to the big leagues.
Good job. Way to get him to hit a home run. That's you know it.
It's all we need, man. He's found
a little pop late
I've
in the
season. I've noticed
in
my emails. By the way, no, 100% is the answer so far.
Yeah.
Do you know their record without looking it up? Nobody knows their record.
No. Sunday nap texts, by the way, are coming in. A Sunday nap stresses me out because it could mess up my sleep schedule for work.
That's a fair point.
Saturday nap is where it's at for me. I get that point. Somebody said, I had a great nap yesterday working on building a garage. Came in to get some water and cool off. Next thing I know, it was hour and 15 later. I headed back out for work feeling refreshed. Somebody, he'll go ahead and sit down here for a moment. I'm just going to rest my feet. Hour goes by.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the best nap out there. The one that's unplanned. You're not thinking about falling asleep. You just sit down, you happen to fall asleep, and you feel amazing.
I went on a big Mount Hood hike yesterday. I got home. It was like a 5-miler. It was like 1,000 feet elevation gain. I was just like, I'm going to take a 45-minute power nap.
Just kind of hang out for a bit.
Woke up. My daughter's like, man, your eyes are bloodshot. I go, well, I'm old.
This is what happens when you wake up. I'm tired.
Man. What do you want from me?
I need a refresh.
Well, it's good to be in yet again on 105.1 FM. Our first full week officially on the FM dial
this
week.
We had a buddy who was in Scotland who just got back and was like, holy hell, guys, I missed a lot.
What's happening on your station?
It was a bit of a week last week, man.
It was a bit of a week. And so thank you for everybody that was hanging out with us last week and historic moment for our station, I think, in the Portland radio market as well. And we're looking forward to a fun buildup closer and closer to football. We have a loaded show today. Dusty, the brand man, Hera, is going to join us sometime in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, he said he was going to leave about 7, so I'm thinking 9:15 might be the slot. He can get down there, get organized.
He'll be live in Eugene. Ducks have their separate media day.
Yes.
That signals camp is starting. We're going to talk some Oregon State football today.
Yes, we are.
Their camp is about to start. A lot of questions going on down in Corvallis. Adam Rittenberg had a takeaway from Big Ten Media Day that we're going to bring him on at 7:15. That'll be the Daily Ticker. We'll get his thoughts on that. A loaded show, a lot of sports to discuss. Let's start with, I thought, the biggest thing from the weekend, the sports weekend. We're going to start there with some audio of it next. Dirt and Sprague, good to be with you on 105.1 FM, The Fan, and The Fan Sports Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you on 105.1 FM, 1080 AM YouTube. As everybody knows, the Fan Sports Network, of course.
Duh.
Two poll questions are up if you're just tuning in. Without looking it up, do you know the Hillsboro Hops record, yes or no, at Dirt and Sprague? It is 100% no right now. I get the emails and I couldn't tell you what the record is. I just know they suck this year. And the other poll question, is there anything better than a Sunday afternoon nap? Yes or no? No right now is winning that one, 62.5%.
It's hard to beat that, man. It's hard to beat. Great way to end your weekend.
You know, if you would have said, Sprague, what Monday are you going to talk about as the biggest sports story from the weekend? I don't know if I would have been able to answer this one accurately for a Elon Musk $1 trillion.
No.
Which, by the way, is going to be a trillionaire by 2027.
I saw that report. Things are going great.
It's always good news. Always good news. If you would have said, Sprague, it's going to be Athletics rookie Nick Kurtz.
Yeah, you'd be big on the Nick Kurtz train right now. Had you heard of him before this weekend?
I had never heard of the Big Amish.
Yeah, the Big Amish.
But, man, he's a great story to read into. First-round pick out of Wake Forest. An interesting journey to Major League Baseball. This was Friday in Houston. Nick Kurtz had probably the greatest game of any player in Major League Baseball history in a single game?
I don't know if it's... I think this is probably the best game. This has to be it. This is incredible what he did.
He went 6-for-6.
Yeah.
He had four homers, six runs,
yep,
eight ribbies, and he tied Sean Green for the most bases collected in a game, which I believe that was...
19.
I remember that Sean Green game. He hit four
home
runs.
Yes, he did four home runs to do it.
You know what's funny? I don't remember the date. I actually remember that Sean Green game, too, because that was a big deal on SportsCenter.
I mean, have four home runs in a game is as rare as you could possibly find, probably in the history of the sport in terms of all
his
the
other
accomplishments.
I don't think he had six hits. I think he went 5-for-5. I thought his other hit was a triple.
Might have been. I can't remember that. I just remember the four home runs.
I remember the four homer game. Yeah. That's what I remember the most.
And the crazy thing, too, is when you watch the highlights of this thing, is that the double that he hit was maybe
a foot away from the
Halfway, because they were playing in Houston. It's in that left center where the train tracks go out a little bit to hit off the brick wall just a few feet underneath the home run line.
He is the second player on the four home run game to have six hits in the game with Sean Green. He's the youngest player to ever record four homers in a game. He's the 20th player to have four homers in a game. He's the sixth player to have at least four homers and eight RBIs in a game. And he's the first player ever with at least six hits, four homers, and eight RBIs in the same game. Eighth time in history an A's player has recorded six hits in a game, tying the franchise record. He's the youngest on the list, beating out Jimmy Fox from 1930 when Swag was 11 years old a little less than 100 days.
Remember those like they were yesterday, man.
Unbelievable.
To add on top of it, too.
He was hitting .208 going into this game.
Yes.
He was hitting .208 with one homer and six RBIs in his last 23 games going into
that
contest.
He's been a force. That's the other irony in all this. Did you see what they did this weekend? Not just this game. They swept the Astros this weekend.
I did see that.
They swept a four-game set.
Now, bad timing for the Mariners to lose a series to the Angels.
Yeah, you had a chance to catch up a little bit of ground there if you just would have won that series. Or, hell, swept them, you would have been almost in first place at this point. Look, the A's still suck. They're in last place. But they got some young talent that makes me feel incredibly bad for Oakland. Because guys like this getting called up, his numbers are insane, 60-something games in. Butler hit a massive home run yesterday. They're a decently fun team to watch. This never happened in 150-year history where a player has finished a game with six hits, six runs, and eight RBIs. And then to add on top of that, this is kind of one of those random fun facts that I saw out of the game. Four home runs seems like it's one of the rarest things ever. You said this is the 20th game all time?
The 20th, I believe. Let me make sure I have that stat because I have baseball history. I have to correct the record.
Yes.
The 20th four homer game in Major League baseball history.
Only 20 times has that ever happened. Yeah, he joined that club.
Fewer than perfect games, isn't
the
it?
The even more rare thing, now this probably isn't as impressive to some because some of it's out of your control, but also if you hit four home runs, it's not really. He scored 6 runs in the game. That is one of the rarest feats in the history of baseball, in the history of the entire sport, to score 6 runs in a game yourself, go all the way around and score. That has only happened 9 times in Major League Baseball history. He became the 9th. In like the quote-unquote modern era, the last one, there was Joe Randa did it, and nobody remembers that name, in 2004 for Kansas City. The Sean Green game, obviously. Mm-hmm. Edgardo Alfonso. Who can forget Edgardo Alfonso?
Alfonso.
I loved Edgardo Alfonso.
Great name.
Those are the only guys in the last, like, 25 years that have done it. And then this one. You go all the way back to, like, Mel Ott doing it twice in the 1940s. The best hitting game that we have ever seen in the history of Major League Baseball.
What was the... Swag, do you remember... I want to get to the audio of the four homers. Do you remember the stat line exactly of Ohtani's game against the Marlins last year? You remember that one where he just...
Oh, he got... When he hit his 50th home run.
He obliterated them in one of those games, though. You remember that?
He did, but I think...
Because we jokingly said that was the greatest game of humans ever
had,
felt
he
like
had
it.
Stolen bases. I think he only hit 2 home runs, though.
Oh, how bum.
Yeah, what a bum.
Get you 2 more of these. Only
Let
2
go,
home runs
I'll
in a game?
Go look it up. I want to play these cuts. This is from NBC California. The Oakland Athletics have 2 broadcast teams.
Yes, they do.
This is the carry one. So here, this is the second inning homer. So this was the start of the 4 homers.
Now he goes inside, out, deep to left. 4! Get about that baseball!
Never a doubt. Then the 6th inning.
0-1 in the air to deep left. Houston, you do have a problem. His name is the Big Amish.
I mean, it's a good nickname.
That term's been used so much with the Houston stuff. Then the 8th inning.
First pitch. Oh, my!
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. This kid is on another planet.
That one was great. And then the 9th inning.
Swing and a drive.
If he would have had a cycle somehow in
on
this.
Top of that, yeah, with the extra 4 home runs, it's hard to hit for the cycle because then you need 3 other at bats.
I found the Ohtani game.
Okay,
he went 6-for-6 with 4 runs scored, 10 RBI.
That's what it was.
3 home runs, 2 doubles, and 2 stolen bases.
What's the better incredible. Game?
I would still say this.
This one,
the
4th
home run is, I mean, just the scoring of 6 runs and the fact that he was so close to a 5.
But
have we ever had a 5 home run game?
No.
Never.
That would have been
the
first.
Nobody was ever done.
Nobody's ever had a 5 home run game.
So he was less than 5 feet away from the first ever 5 home run game in the history of the sport.
But he had what? You said, Ohtani, 10 ribbies and 3 homers?
10 ribbies, 3 home runs.
And 2 stolen bases.
2 stolen bases.
On top of it, which is pretty incredible.
That's nutso, man.
It's pretty incredible.
Now, Ohtani, okay, go to a game. I hope I see that from Ohtani. Nick Kurtz,
man, the Big Amish.
You could have given me a million guesses. I would have never guessed what his name was.
Their announcer, now that you bring him up, well, I don't know his first name, but I know he's a Carey.
I think it's Chris.
Is it Chris Carey?
I think it's Chris Carey.
He had a rough
that
moment.
That is correct.
I want to say it was the next night. It was Saturday night. He had a moment where I felt genuinely bad for him because he got killed on social media for it. Their other broadcaster is widely known for doing that on a regular basis. I think it was Lawrence Butler hit a massive home run into the second deck. He lost the ball in the lights.
He said it was a foul, didn't he?
He called it foul. Yeah. But the camera's like panning like right center
right
field, second deck, like what?
Kind of surprised you don't follow the camera there.
At that point, if you lose the ball, I feel like
go
I would
down
look
to
down to the monitor because you got a monitor in front of you and you said, and that ball is foul. And then
now he's rounding the bases.
And Dallas Braden was like, he tattooed that one. Like, all right, this is awkward and uncomfortable. I felt bad for him in that
Did
moment.
Dallas Braden is their color commentator. And on the 4th homer, Dallas Braden on the broadcast is seen churning because he's doing the Big Amish. He's churning his own butter. And so they start just churning butter
churn
in
that
the
butter.
Booth.
Dude, that's what they should do in the dugout when he comes up to the pit to the plate, man.
According to my research, I don't believe he actually is Amish. He just grew up in a Amish area in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask that because I had heard of him before. The Big Amish nickname has obviously taken off over the weekend, and I didn't know the backstory behind
that. Yeah, grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania, which is very close to Amish country.
Well, look at that, man. Big Amish.
So Nick Kurtz with probably the moment of the weekend.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that. Nice performances over the weekend, but to have maybe the greatest game in the history of baseball that we've ever seen from the plate, that takes the cake from the weekend.
Any takeaways for your baseball team? Mine got swept by the Rangers.
Mine got swept by the Mets.
I think I'm out. I think they've broken me. I'm tired of it. Trade everybody.
Please hold on for one more month. I'm almost a football season,
I don't even need a month.
I need
two more weeks and camp is going to be fully injected into my veins.
I mean, look, we get preseason games on Sunday, then we got to wait another week. Give me to that first weekend of preseason football when I'm on the horizon of college football starting and I'm okay. But getting swept by the Mets sucked.
Celebrating a guy that deserves to be celebrated. Next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, welcome back in. Happy Monday. Good morning. I know, 6:30 in the morning. Who's happy right now? I get it. Totally get it.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Just somebody headed to a golf course. That's about the only person that's happy.
Yeah, you got the day off. You're heading to a golf course. You're feeling good on a Monday morning.
Tea time.
Yeah.
Driving in this morning, it was still pretty dark out. I saw a cool-ass shooting star.
Did you?
I did.
Look at you.
Didn't make a wish.
Was it a UFO? Could it have been an alien spacecraft?
No, it was so quick that it was clearly a shooting star. But a very visible shooting star.
Nice. Yeah, it would have been cooler if it was an alien. But a shooting star is always fun to see.
Not a meteor shower.
Doing right over there?
Right over there?
Everything okay? I'm really not.
Meteor.
You sound like a Muppet when you say it.
I think you should have just finished the update a cappella at that point if the music stops.
Yeah, it paused.
Screw it. You just go beat Rabbit, dude. Screw a beat.
I got gremlins here in the system this morning.
So I have this on the record accurately. You'd prefer seeing aliens than a meteor, like a shooting star?
Seeing a UFO would be pretty cool.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think it would make me way too, my anxiety and my
nerves.
What if
they're friendly aliens? We don't know if they're evil aliens. We don't know if they're coming to attack us and just steal our crops.
ET's going to wander out and you got some Reese's Pieces.
If you saw a UFO, would you tell anybody?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Not be fearful of people looking at you like you're crazy?
Have you met me? People already do think I'm crazy.
No, I mean outside of your, you tell your wife, laying in bed, hey, babe, guess what I saw today?
Yeah, and she would do the wife thing, oh, really?
Oh,
and
really?
Then, not really believe me.
Not pay attention to you and going in one ear and out the other?
Yeah.
Would you come on the air and say it?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What would, what would happen that people wouldn't believe me? I'd say that I saw it, and people are like, you sure you didn't see this?
I think a lot of people are scared to tell people that they've seen a UFO because they don't think anybody's going to believe them.
I disagree. If people were scared to tell other people about seeing UFOs, we wouldn't know about UFOs because those people wouldn't have told anybody.
What if you got probed?
Nobody would believe that.
Nobody would. Are you telling people that? If you get sucked up into the mothership, are you letting people know?
You've seen too many movies.
Guys, guess what happened last night? You just come in. I show up at 5:40. We're getting ready to start the show. Dirt, you'll never believe it.
How's your Monday? I got probed.
Dude.
And they dropped me off in time for the radio program.
It's a hell of a Saturday, man.
It's a hell of a weekend.
At least they got you back in time for work. I didn't have to do a solo show. Shout out to the aliens, man. I told you, they're nice.
Hopefully they left the money on the nightstand. We have some Ichiro audio. Ichiro got inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
He did.
Him, Billy Wagner, and CC Sabathia.
Yes, they did. Wonderful to do it right in the middle of baseball season when actual games are going on a Saturday. Because everybody's definitely watching this over their team play baseball.
I always forget that this happens at this
every
time.
Year. Every year.
It's a weird thing.
They do like a media buildup the week before, and you're like, oh, that's right. It's Hall of Fame weekend, and I watch none of it every year. Unless it's a player that I was on my team, but a Giant hasn't gone into the Hall of Fame in a while.
Well, Ichiro is in the Hall of Fame, and that's no surprise to people. He was a Hall of Fame player his rookie year. He was rookie of the year and MVP in the AL. Here is Ichiro wanting to thank a friend of this program, ooh, David Sampson, who at once upon a time ran the Miami Marlins. And so Ichiro famously was a Marlin at the end of the career.
Yes, he was.
And Ichiro shouted him out.
And to the Miami Marlins, I appreciate David Sampson and Mike Hill for coming today. Honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
The one Marlins fan. Whoa, dude.
It was probably Sampson.
Whoa. I'd like to report a dead body over here.
So he had, I want to play one more clip from him, but he had a couple clips that made me go, what?
That was
one of them.
He just admitted that he didn't know a Major League Baseball team.
But he
How
had
did you
to,
never play the Marlins?
They had to have played the Marlins.
Not necessarily, because this is pre full interleague play. So you didn't play, now you play everybody. But back then, you didn't play everybody.
So it'd be like once in a blue moon you'd
once
play
in
a team?
Once in
I
a blue moon.
I guess that's true, because the Braves didn't come to Seattle very often, and I feel like
right.
The Braves are here every other year.
They are. That's the new rule. So they got rid of some divisional games to make sure that you play every team in baseball every year now, and then every other year it rotates. One year at home, you're 1 year you're on the road.
So I wonder if he didn't know they had transformed into the Miami Marlins when he had signed, and he only knew them as the Florida Marlins?
That could have been it. I mean, they did win a World,
Series,
when he was in baseball.
Yeah, so that's what was confusing.
But he also strikes me as the kind of guy, like, would you be surprised if he didn't watch the World Series?
Like,
their
if he gets eliminated, he just goes to Japan?
He's back. He's out. I'm going back to eat some sushi, and I'll see you later. I'm not watching that crap.
That was a hilarious shout-out. He also wanted to make fun. There was one writer that said, nah, you're not a Hall of Fame guy. We always have to have one guy that says, this guy's not a Hall of Fame guy, when everybody knows, clear Hall of Fame guy. And Ichiro noted that.
Baseball taught me what it means to be a professional, and I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one of you. And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
Wait, can you pull the expired there from him? That is a great expired.
That's a wonderful drop.
I want to give him credit that no matter how long he'd been playing in Major League Baseball and being around the culture here and being in that sport, to be able to step up there and just have the stones to do that speech in English.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's always been told, like, behind the scenes, he could speak English, but he always used a translator in his interviews when he was a player.
And if I played a sport internationally, I would do the same exact thing.
I would, too.
Like, nah, I only speak English. Sorry, guys.
But I was trying to think, like, imagine, the funny thing about this was, I watched his speech, and I pictured you playing in the Japanese League, and you being in Japan for like 12 years,
Mr.
and
Baseball.
You being a Hall of Fame Japanese League player,
right.
And you having to give a speech, there is no chance
no
you would give
chance.
A shot in the dark
no
at
chance.
Trying to do some of it, if not most of it, in Japanese.
I got a few words here. That's all I got, dude.
That's kind of my point, is how remarkable that was that he did that in English.
I love the pettiness of Ichiro. That's incredible. To shout out the one writer who didn't vote for you to reach the Hall of Fame. It's incredibly stupid that some of these guys that are no-brainers can't go in with 100% of the vote. And the fact that that has been a thing forever in the sport shows how stupid the Hall of Fame is. There was a player who came out. Who was it? Aramis Ramirez. You remember that name?
Yeah.
Old third baseman. He did an interview over the weekend where he was asked about the Hall of Fame. And he basically called it out for the mockery that it is. He was like, dude, I played in the steroid era. I know of at least six guys that are in the Hall of Fame that I know for 100% fact took steroids.
We know some.
Right? We know the names.
We've named the names.
The whole thing's become a mockery. Yeah. I think it's incredibly stupid that they do it in the middle of the season, right after the All-Star break on a Saturday. Like, this should be something that either leads off your year or ends your year.
I agree.
You got to find a weekend that people are like, oh, that's right, Hall of Fame ceremony. You get it in football this weekend. You got the game on Thursday. And then the Hall of Fame ceremony will happen over the weekend. There's nothing going on. There's no football games to watch. It's a standalone thing in your sport, so if you want to watch, you can. I think it's dumb the way baseball handles it. But Ichiro was hilarious. And not knowing a Major League Baseball team is one of the biggest flexes of all time.
It's so good. The way he said expired reminded me, I just watched Back to the Future 2. And when Marty does the thing with needles and his boss is listening, and then he hops on and he's like, you're fired. Yeah. He says it exactly the same way.
Expired.
That's great. We need to know who that writer is.
We should out all of these people. And if you didn't vote for Ichiro, just like if you didn't vote for Willie Mays to be a unanimous Hall of Famer, which
ridiculous.
Ken Griffey Jr., use any name you want. There are people who have voted against those guys being first ballot Hall of Famers.
Isn't Jeter that's the unanimous?
I thought Mariano Rivera was the first
Rivera,
one.
Rivera, that's which who it is was. Thank you.
One of the dumbest things that's ever happened in the history of this
guy.
Sport.
I already thought it was going to be Griffey.
It should have been.
It should have been Willie Mays. It should have been Hank Aaron. Yeah, it should have been how many names do we want to go down here?
I know.
weren't unanimous.
Ruth wasn't unanimous?
No. Mariano Rivera was, though. Him and his cutter and his one inning a game.
Steph Curry and Rivera being the first unanimous for it's MVP and
really
Hall of
dumb.
Fame, are those pretty ridiculous?
Incredibly ridiculous.
And I love me some Steph Curry.
They're both great, and they deserve all the accolades that they've gotten. Mm. But the fact that they were the first unanimous picks, yes, it's a mockery of the sport.
We have a lot more to get into. We roll on Dirt and Sprague, 105 FM, The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Expired.
Hey, what's the date on that milk?
Expired.
I think that's what we should do to the guy or gal who didn't vote for Ichiro to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Expire their voting privileges. It should be gone.
Expired.
See you
Such
later,
good
buddy.
Good delivery there. Always wish I could have had a mic'd up moment, because I'd always heard he was a really good joke teller, too.
Yeah, he's been known for a guy who had a really good dry sense of humor. They taught him cuss words when he first came over. Like, people around him in the clubhouse will tell you that he's absolutely hilarious. He just didn't let that side out very often to the press and the media and the fans, and we got a glimpse of it this weekend.
Now, sometimes we get a little too reactionary with these things, and so I can understand the response to what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
He is probably a top five baseball player for me all time. Like, of my favorite players to have watched in my lifetime.
Favorite players to watch or, like, best overall players you've seen?
Well, he's in a conversation, but to watch.
He's elite, yeah.
To watch, for sure.
Interesting. Top five player to watch.
I loved watching him.
Yeah?
I mean, about as good a cannon as any outfielder ever had.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He had an absolute hose.
How many, I'm asking sincerely, how many Mariner games in his career as a Mariner did you go to? Did you go to a lot?
Not a lot, no. I've been to some of Ichiro's games, but not a lot.
So I went no one, mm-hmm. And then I probably saw nine to ten games, during his era as a Mariner. And one of the things that I loved about watching him is, like, in between pitches, you just look out in right field, and he's just constantly stretching. And you're like, why is he squatting right now?
You gotta stay loose, baby.
He's, like, putting his arm over, like he's doing calisthenics in the out. Like, I just was fascinated by it. I'd never seen a player really do that the way he had.
That's why he played until he was, like, 63, dude. The guy was in the majors forever.
Well, and I also, not to call out anybody here, but a friend of the program, like, people like John Sukanik that don't give him enough due as a Mariner because he'd slap single.
Hit the ball like a man, Ichiro.
That used to really
get it out of the infield.
That bothers me. The name of the game is to get on base. He literally was one of the best to ever do that.
No doubt about it. The hits that he piled up, considering he broke into Major League Baseball at the age of 27 and was still able to accomplish what he accomplished, is unbelievable. But because of the John Secanic take that I tend to agree with,
it's ridiculous.
I can't name him a top five, like, most exciting or entertaining player of all time.
It's such a bad take. He got on base. He had 3,000 hits. What's the AI bot on Twitter that everybody
Gronk?
Just... is it Gronk?
I think so.
I always want to say Gronk.
Yeah.
Gronk was asked, how many hits is he having if he doesn't spend all those years in Japan, if he comes over to America?
When he's 22, 23, right? 5 or 6 years earlier.
Assuming he's the gifted player that he ended up becoming in Japan and America, Gronk says he probably finishes with 4,300 hits.
Yeah, he might be the all-time hits leader. If he came over when in the prime, or not prime, he was in his prime.
He but came over when he was 20 or 21 or something.
It's just insane.
It's a bit of the Sabas thing, right? Like,
yes.
Like you missed out on some peak years there where he was such an elite athlete. He had over 200 hits every year when he broke in. 2001 was his first year.
262 in a season.
I mean, it's just insane, and that will probably stand forever. And it was not until 2011 that he had under 200 hits in a season. So he basically went a decade straight coming in 200 plus hits every single year. And then after that streak ended, he didn't have over 200 again. But by that time, again, he broke in when he was 27. And so by the time he had been in baseball he was almost 40 years old by the time of his first Seattle run came to an end. And then he ended up playing all the way until he was 44.
Who had the most hits in Major League Baseball last year?
Oh, God.
What's your best guess? It's okay if you don't. I wouldn't have been able to guess this.
Is it somebody? Aaron Judge.
No, it's a good player.
Shohei Ohtani.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Oh, okay.
He had 211.
211, so you're 50 away, 51 away.
Year before that, Acuna, 217.
Yeah.
Like 262. And
that's a big gap.
Look, you're not going to match the swing and the stance of Griffey. Buehner's was unique. Edgar kind of had the high, you know, stance. I always kind of viewed his bat to the front, pull the jersey
arm.
Slide up. Yeah. I always found that to be kind of iconic, too, for Seattle baseball players.
My favorite thing from Ichiro in his career was Mariner fans having to tell me that, you know, he could hit a home run every time he came up if he wanted to. That's just not his role on
the team.
That
wasn't the fans. That was, who was that? That was like a manager or something. It was like, you know, if he needed to, he could hit.
Broadcasters?
He could hit a tank job every Tuesday if he wanted to.
There was somebody that did that, and the fans ran with it. Because like, okay, if that guy's saying
that. He would put on a show in batting practice.
I mean, sure, a lot of Major League Baseball players can put on
a show
in batting.
Ichiro. I don't like it. It bothers me.
I'm not poo-pooing him. I'm just not saying he's one of my five most entertaining players to ever watch.
I just loved watching him play.
I can't put him on quite that list.
I love that, like, before the ball had even really hit the ground on one of his slap singles, he was halfway up the line.
I mean, it's a truly unique way to hit, and it's surprising that we haven't seen more guys try and copy it for that reason.
Yeah.
That he was so effective at just hitting ground balls to the left side and beating it out for a single.
Well, our tip of the cap here, especially mine, not so much Dirt's, to Ichiro Suzuki. A great career. And a stamp with the Hall of Fame speech that he did yesterday in English. It's fantastic stuff. Congratulations to Mariner fans and Marlin fans who were recognized that their team exists. We have a loaded second hour on 105.1 FM, The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN college football writer, is going to join us at 7:15 for the Daily Ticker. We kick off the second hour. What is Justin Herbert's biggest weakness? Jim Harbaugh will tell us. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.